What are some of the benefits of really stretching your comfort zone?
Jesus. It guarantees the journey, guarantees career and personal success. It fixes everything. I've helped organizations generate over $1.5 billion in revenue and advance in their careers, both professionally and personally, by going through this process. The ROI is never ending. And it actually represents the development of our emotional intelligence has become a critical part of what we need that we never got. Our educational system has failed us, and our employment system has failed to prepare us for the future we're facing. We're facing a tsunami of change with a 500-million-year-old brain that doesn't like change. Some scientists estimate that in this century, we could experience the equivalent of 20,000 years worth of change or 200 centuries worth of change. So change is increasing at an exponential rate. We're not built for change. There are three primary sources of resistance we have to change. Let me just go through them just briefly. The first one is there's a part of our old lizard brain called the amygdala that's been trying to keep us safe and alive by making sure we never leave our comfort zone. So if we do, it secretes a hormone into our bloodstream called cortisol, and that causes the executive center of our brain to shut off, and we go into what psychologists call a fight, flight, or freeze mode. Some people lash out. Some people run away. Some people freeze like a deer in the headlights. When that happens in conflict situations, people die. And when it happens in business or personal situations, relationships die. We burn trust. So as an analogy, if you think of your amygdala as a very frightened four-year-old child, the development of our emotional intelligence acts like a big brother or a big sister to quiet the amygdala response down and better enable us to feel the fear and anxiety that change and innovation always creates in us and move through it towards the vision of our desired results, as opposed to allowing that anxiety to control us. So that's one of the biological sources of resistance to change we have. The second biological source of resistance we have is our existing habits. Once we develop a habit, it's there forever. It's a neural network pathway that gets created in our brain from our actions. And although we can develop new habits at any age, it's called brain plasticity or neurogenesis, those new habits are always going to be weaker than the old habits, even if the new habits are better than the old habits. So there's going to be an ongoing battle for control internally between our old habits and new habits. So that's the second source of resistance we have to change. The third is sociological, meaning the people around us don't want us to change. So that if we change and we start to get better results, maybe they're going to have to change, and that scares the hell out of them. And the best way to ensure they don't have to change is to make sure we fail. So they can say, look, I told you so, now keep your head down and your mouth shut and get back into the herd with the rest of us. So those are all three very challenging sources of resistance to change, even though the results are phenomenal. So there's only two things that will cause us to go on this change journey. There's only two things. There's only two sources of motivation for moving outside of our comfort zone. One is pain. The other one is passion. Hardly anybody's connected with their passion. So for that, for the group of individuals that are willing to challenge themselves to move outside of their comfort zone, and do the emotional labor that requires, it's usually driven by pain. It's driven by an urgent desire for better results than they're currently getting. Another thing, you can think of emotional intelligence training. It's almost like Navy SEAL training for your emotions. A big part of Navy SEAL training is to be able to stay conscious and alert in the presence of fear. So it's rather than simply reacting unconsciously, going into unconscious mode, losing our creativity, losing our presence in the moment, emotional intelligence allows us to feel that fear and stay conscious in the moment.